Hachette Audio presents Standing in Another Man's Grave, written by Ian Rankin, read by James McPherson.
Prologue. 1. He'd made sure he wasn't standing too near the open grave. Closed ranks of the other mourners between him and it. The pallbearers had been called forward by number rather than name. 6 of them, starting with the deceased son. Rain wasn't quite falling yet, but it had scheduled an appointment. The cemetery was fairly new, sited on the southeastern outskirts of the city. He had skipped the church service, just as he would skip the drinks and sandwiches after. He was studying the backs of heads, hunched shoulders, twitches, sneezes and throat clearings. There were people here he knew, but probably not many. A gap appeared between 2 of the mourners, and he caught a glimpse of the graveside. The edges of the grave itself had been covered with sheets of green cloth, as if to mask the hard facts of the matter. Words were being uttered, but he couldn't catch all of them. There was no mention of the cancer. Jimmy Wallace had been cruelly taken, leaving a widow and 3 children, plus 5 grandkids. Those kids would be down the front somewhere, mostly old enough to know what was going on.